The Western Australian government is deciding on the fate of the fracking industry as it reads the findings of a report published last week by an independent panel inquiry into fracking. The report comes after the WA government's decision to put a temporary ban on fracking throughout the state, amid fears for the environment and Indigenous heritage sites. The WA government will need to make the decision as to whether to get rid of the ban or whether to make the ban permanent. And there was extra pressure on the WA government this morning when a motley crew of scientists, economists, and climate change experts demanded an end to fracking in the state. Earlier today, they marched up to the WA Parliament to present an open letter, which was signed by 50 academics. One of them was climate change scientist Professor Graham Pearman, who said that there was not enough focus on carbon emissions in the fracking inquiry, which didn't have any climate scientists on its panel.
If we use fossil fuels, continue to use fossil fuels, whether it be gas or coal, then that finishes up being combusted, whether it be here in West Australia or overseas where you sell it, and it finishes in the atmosphere, and that carbon dioxide leads to the warming that we're seeing. It's the major driver of the warming that we see. So the Paris Agreement was that we need to get those emissions down, and all nations have to contribute to that. And I'd also say that all states, as part of Australia, should also contribute to the Australian aim of getting its emissions down by the 27%. So it's an imperative that we all have to take on for both our own future but also for the future of our children and our grandchildren. So it's a particular view of the risks associated with not acting now on emissions reduction that brings us together as 50 climate scientists.
Another one of the speakers was former WA Premier Carmen Lawrence, who said that fracking posed a threat to Aboriginal communities.
Those communities are very severely affected, and it's the destruction of place, what people have described as soul nostalgia. The place that you love is destroyed underneath you. But there are also threats to the quality of water, which have been well publicised, threats in Australia's case to Indigenous heritage, places are destroyed that are a very important part of Indigenous culture, and it's one of the reasons that the Kimberley Aboriginal people are very much against fracking in that part of the world. So there are a whole range of other considerations.
One of the key areas affected by the fracking ban is the Kimberley region, which is a prime target for shale gas fracking, but also a home to many Indigenous communities. Dr. Anne Pulina is the managing director of Majula Incorporated and a traditional custodian from the Marduwara in the Kimberley. And she says that she is staunchly opposed to fracking in her region.
Particularly in a time of climate change, why are we still investing heavily in fossil fuels when we should be transitioning to renewables? So we have an impact not just on the Kimberley, but also state, nationally and globally. There is a lot of international and also national evidence that is saying that this industry isn't as safe and sound as people would like to believe. When you're talking about putting 40,000 frack wells in a region, what you're talking about is deforestation of types of biodiversity that we have in the area. So you've got these sorts of impacts that are happening in regards to environmental impacts, but also particularly in terms of human and animal health and well-being. What I'm saying is that we can't afford to have this type of industry proceeding full speed ahead in regions such as the Kimberley.
But some industry groups are saying that if fracking is banned, it will be a major economic blow to vulnerable communities in Western Australia. Matthew Domen is the External Affairs Director for the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association, and he says that he opposes any ban.
Well, we calculate there's been around $380 million worth of investment in new onshore gas projects in Western Australia that's been stalled under the moratorium. So we're looking forward to the government's response to the inquiry and hopefully the lifting of what we see as an unnecessary, unscientific ban on a technique that has underpinned safe and sustainable production of natural gas in Australia for decades. Provided there is robust regulation in place, there are no impacts that can't be managed and mitigated. We look forward to the Western Australian inquiry reaching the same conclusion, and if it does, enabling our industry to get back to work in developing much needed gas resources in Western Australia, as we're doing elsewhere in the country.